Fine. But see, Manecha, so Ziring told me that he stopped at the words Vesimanecha. I just lost my place. There we go. Vesimanecha beheres kegris umichya bekaadasha. Right? It is like a third of the way down. Right? This is relating to a previous discussion in the Gemara. Right? Or previous discussion, actually quoting the Mishnah. A machlekes tanoim about the shear of a korcha, meaning what's a shear that you can have? Hey, what's a korcha? Do you remember?
Korcha.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is it
the space between hairs?
Mm-hmm.
Korcha is when you isn't when you tear out your hair.
Sorry.
It's like how much hair are you allowed to tear out that it's considered an asa?
Mm-hmm. Yep. A korea korcha be'roshay.
Yeah, it's
right?
Tearing out hair.
So how much is it? Right. So there is a machlokes to know about how big it has to be. Right? Beheres, kegris, umichya be'adasha, based on the machlokes and how we got from there into issues of looks like negaim, right? So a beheres should be a kegris, if it should be the size of a gris. A gris is like yay big. It's like the size of a penny. Right? Gris is a squish bug. Like a louse. Right? Vemichya, which is a different type of saras, is beka adasha. But tell me if it reaches the size of an adasha. An adasha is a not a fig,
pomegranate.
I don't remember. A fruit.
Okay.
Anyway, whatever. Tana, hanoita malopi hazug be shabbas chayev. Somebody who cuts off, right, malopi hazug, enough hair that it can fill up the blades of a pair of scissors. Right?
What do you mean? He's like, oh,
scissors. Hair to fit into there, right, in between two pair of blades of scissors, right? Chayev. Vechama malopi hazug. How much is that? Because obviously you can have scissors with varying sizes, right? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Shtayim. Right, it sounds. Rabbi Yehuda says it is Shtayim. That is Shtayim. What's Shtayim? Shtayim what? Two hairs. Right? Two hairs is sufficient to be Chayav on Shabbos. The Asanya Lekarcha Shtayim. Ema Vechen Lekarcha Shtayim. And didn't the Brisa say Ulekarcha at Lekarcha and for a Karcha to be a Karayach, to be Chayav pulling out your hair, your Chayav Shtayim? So why didn't it say. So why does it distinguish between a korcha and Shabbos? It should have just said, and the same thing for a korcha. So the answer is, that's what it should have said. It should have said vechein lekorcha shtayim. It's also shtayim for a korcha. Also two hairs for a korcha.
I was reading.
Okay. Tanya nami hachi. We have a brayse that says as well. No, tell me. Loipli azug shagas chayev vechama loipli azug shtayim. The brayse that says explicitly that if you take the amount of hair between two scissors on Shabbos to be chayev, and how much is that? That is two hairs. Rabbi Eliezer Mer Achas. Rabbi Eliezer says only one hair. Omoidim Chamin Rabbi Eliezer Ben Melaket Levanais Bitech Shkores Afilu Achas Shu Chayev. Bechachamim Amoidet Rabbi Eliezer Your Chayev. If you're deliberately cutting off white hairs among the black hairs, then you're Chayev for only one. For only one hair, even for Chamim.
Because you take it
on Shabbos.
For Shabbos. Right. So ordinarily, you would have to cut off two hairs on Shabbos to be Chayev. Right. But if you cut off, if the reason why you only cut off one is because you're cutting off the white hair among the black hairs, then you're chayav.
It's pretty much a waf at this point. I think the Gemara discusses a waf until it's different.
I don't remember that discussion. Anyway, and that's asur even not on Shabbos for a different reason. It's asur because lo yilbash gever sim lasi shah. Meaning, there's an isur on a man to do things that are things that women usually do for beauty. Oh, that's what you were referencing. I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
To make it look like you not get old. You've been great.
What's the opposite of this discussion? Oh, you're saying that's what's asur.
Yeah,
because it's... Oh, yeah, you know, that is, the Gemara is saying that's asur. Is that something that women usually do? Brian said, for a man to do that, it is us, sir. The Gemara, there are other examples of this. The Gemara discusses, what if you look into a mirror for the purposes of vanity, or wearing makeup, or shaving off body hair, things like this. These are all things the Gemara says are us, because the Lili Bosch gave us Simasi Shah.
But on Shabbos in general.
They're Asr in general because of Lili Bosch. It's also Asr in Shabbos to cut off hair. Just mitzad to Shabbos. V'hamekif pas rishoy v'chulei. So somebody who is mekif pas rishoy. What does mekif pas rishoy mean? We're just discussing it. These are peos. You cut off the corners, literally, of your hair. Right? You're chayev if you do that. Right? You're chayev malchus. Tanu rabbanan pas rishoy sof rishoy. What's a pas rishoy? It means the end of your head. Literally, the translation, right? What does that mean? That's somebody who makes the sides of his hair equal to the back, right? Or who makes osnoy lepadachtoy, or who makes his the hair, there's no hair between his hair, between his ear and his forehead. Basically, what I mean. Basically, it shows shaping of sideburns. Yeah.
That making it, whatever you were to shave, all one length.
No, we're talking about taking it off completely. We're talking about removing. You can cut your sideburns. It's mutter to cut your sideburns. It's just not mutter to cut them too short. How short is the discussion in Rishonim? Right? Theoretically, mutter to cut your sideburns, but it's not mutter to just get rid of them. Tani Tana Kame de Rav Chista. Echad Amakif Ve'echad Aniklav Loike. So somebody taught a braisa in front of Rav Chista. Whether you are the makif, whether you are doing it, you are actually cutting off the hair, or whether you're niklav, you are the person whose hair is being cut off, you get malchus. Right? Amar lei manda achli de'achil tamri bar bela laki. Right? So somebody he responds to this din. Would somebody who basically says, if I eat marim, if I eat dates, would I be chayev? The argument is, if my hair is the one who's being cut, then why am I chayev? I didn't do anything wrong. Right? I didn't do a maizeh. Right? It's just like eating dates out of a kvara, out of a basket, out of a draining basket. Right? So it says, Da'amar lachmani, Rabbi Yehuda, Da'amar lachshein b'maizeh, lekin alav. It says, no, that must be according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says, going to get malchus, even for a love that has no action associated with it, lachshein b'maizeh.
Yes.
Right, because remember the difficulty is somebody's getting his haircut didn't actually do anything. Right? Maybe it's also for them to accede to it, but they didn't actually do an action, so they shouldn't get malchus. The answer is in Achinami, it's according to the person who says you get malchus even when you didn't do an action. Right? It says Rava Aimer b'makiv latzmai. The divrei hakol. Rava says no, it's a case where you shave off your own hair, where you're shaving yourself. Right, Rav Ashi Emer be Mesayeya v'Divrei Hakol. Rashi says no. It's if you help. If you're like, you know, when the hairdresser tells you tilt your head this way or move your head forward, things like that, sit up straighter, whatever it is, right? So if you do that, then you are helping him to cut your hair, and so then you are chayav malchus. That's enough of a maisa.
And this is talking about even with arablet, meaning, let's say, he's shaving it with the shaver. That's something that's allowed.
I'm not getting into the nitty gritty halakha maisa. I don't want to get into. Don't shave off your hair. Yes.
What is it? Okay.
I don't want to get into. Like I said, I just the halakha maisa here is complicated and it's subject to many machlokes of poskim, so I don't really want to get into it. Don't do it. It's an excellent idea to not shave off your hair.
And is it dafka talking about just glossy sideburns or like the hair? Sideburns, like the facial hair, or is it talking about the hair? Meaning a kid.
I think you're meant to leave that hair. That hair that you have there because you don't grow any facial hair yet, I think you're meant to leave it. Yeah, like what you have there, I think is correct.
So would you take me
Yeah, like I said, I don't want to deal with the halacha ma'isa. I'm happy to discuss it at some other time, but it's just very, very complicated, and so I don't want to. Like, it's not. We'll do the Gemara for a moment, okay? Somebody who is mashkis, who destroys, is literally the translation, and you'll see that's important in a minute, right? The corners of his beard, right? So that's pasakanoi. The corner of his beard is really the end of his beard. And what is the end of his beard? Shiboilasakan. So there are 5 points on your beard which you're not really meant to shave. What? So it's the subject of a big machlokes rishonim, and so for that reason, maybe here, there might be one of them here, sometimes your mustache, whatever. The different people say different things, and so for that reason, we say don't shave your face.
At all?
No, so you can with most people pass them with electric shave, that's mutter. Right? That's actually subject of machlokes, but most people say most electric shave is a mutter, so if you're using electric shave, you should be okay. Right? So you can't with a razor. This is why from Jews don't use a razor. And we'll discuss in a minute that Mara's going to go into the reasons for why an electric shaver is okay, but a razor is not. Okay. Ve'amesaret serita achas, and somebody who cuts, who makes a cut in his flesh. Right, so that was Alamez, no?
Yeah, you cut for death.
Yeah, yeah. As a mourning procedure. Meaning the goyim used to basically cut themselves when somebody died. So if you do that, that's a deraisa lav. You get Malkus, right? Tan Rabbanan v'sarat yechol afilu sarat al beisoy shenafal v'al shenaseh shetava b'yam tamon noyman al nefesh en yechayu el alam meitz bilvad. So he says, the pasuk says v'sarat, so you might have thought that you're chayev if you cut yourself for some other sad thing happened to you, your house fell down, your ship sunk at sea, whatever it may be, right? No, it says l'nefesh, you're only chayev if you do a srita, if you cut yourself out of mourning for somebody who died.
No, psychologically.
Firstly, I was about to say, this is a mental problem.
Yeah.
And second, I believe acknowledge. And secondly, it is a it's prohibited in Daraisa, but it's not that specific prohibition. You're not allowed to injure yourself deliberately.
So, like, let's say my house falls down and for some strange reason I decide I want it, then it's okay.
I think it's usher. It's usher to deliberately injure yourself. You just won't get malchus for it.
Like, even painful.
What?
Yeah, what about
painful? I am not passing halacha ma'isa. I already told you that. I'm happy to, when I'm off tape, talk to you about that discussion. Okay, munayin lemasim mesareid chamesh shrita yisal meit echad shil chayev al kol achz v'achaz tam lomar v'sarat v'chayev al kol shrita v'shrita. And if you were to do it 5 times, right, you were really upset that person died, so you cut yourself 5 separate times, you'd be chayev malchus 5 times over.
You cut once or 5.
Right, each one is a separate life. Okay. Rabbi Yosi Amir minayin lemasareid shrita achaz al chamesh meisim shil chayev al kol achz v'achaz tam lomar v'nefesh chayev al kol nefesh v'nefesh. So Rabbi Yosi said, how do you know that if you do one srita, if you cut yourself once for 5 separate people, right, that you're chayev for every single person in the same way as you're chayev if you did 5 cuts, you'd be chayev for 1 cut if it was for 5 people, right? Because it's la nefesh. So for every nefesh is considered separately, you'd get malchus 5 times over. Right? Ve'ha, pigse le beisei shenavol, it's not a shava bayam. But wait, didn't you tell me that pasuk was to teach us that if you were to cut yourself because of your house that collapsed or because your ship sunk, then you would be chayev? Right, didn't you say that was the reason for the word lenefesh? Rabbi Yosi said the word srita, right, and the word gdida are the same. There's a pasuk that says you lose your skirt, you shouldn't scratch yourself, and the and then there's the pasuk of Vesorat, right? So there's 2 separate prohibitions. Vesorat lenefesh leisit nu beserat lenefesh leisit nu besachem. Right, so twice over it's mentioned that you're not meant to cut yourself as a mourning practice. Right, one of them is leitis go to do. Right, so he says that there shouldn't really be any distinction whether you do it by hand with like your nail or something, or whether you do it with a kli, whether you do it with a knife. Right, okay. And therefore, I have 2 times as mentioned. One of them says lenefesh, and one of them says lemeis. Therefore, I can darshan both ways. One of those is to tie. One of those is darshan that you're only chayiv if it's for a person, and one is darshan if you do it once for many people, you're chayiv for every single person you did it for. Okay. Amar Shmuel, Amisarid Bechli Chayav. So Shmuel said that if you scratch yourself with a kli, you are chayiv, which seems to imply the opposite of what Rabbi Yossi said. Rabbi Yossi said you're only you're chayiv whether it's a kli, whether it's a kli or not. Meitive, Srito Glida Achasi. Right? So, wait, but didn't we just say that Rabbi Yossi said the opposite, and Shmuel shouldn't be arguing Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi is a Tana, and Shmuel is an Amara, right? So then the response was Elos reads Elos Shesrita Beyad Uglida Bekli. So rather Srita, the word Srita means with a hand. You scratch yourself with your hand, right? And Gdida means with a kli, with a knife, right? And so he said Hamisarit Bekli Chayev. So he was saying it's really, it wasn't contradicting it, right? Saying a Srita, whether it's by hand or with a kli, you're Chayev. Who the Amr Rabbi Yossi? That is the same thing as what Rabbi Yossi said. Tani Tana Kameh Rabbi Yochanan Ameis Bein Beyad Bein Bechli Chayev Alavet Kavim Beyad Chayev Bechli Potter. So a Braisa was taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan. If you did it for mourning purposes, whether you cut yourself with your hand or with a kli, you're a chayev. But if you did it as a way of worshipping Avodah Zarah, you're only chayev if you did it biyad. If you did it bikli, you would be potter. If you scratch yourself for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. I suppose that there was an Avodah Zarah practice to scratch yourself with your nails or something, I don't know. Isn't there a puzzle that says explicitly that they used to slice themselves up with knives as part of their avodah zarah? Rather, it's the opposite, right? Really, if you were to scratch yourself with your hands for the purpose of avodah zarah, you would be potter. If you scratch yourself with a knife for the purpose of avodah zarah, you would be chayev. Agav, I'm not going to get into this discussion right now, but just so you know, this to this day does actually exist. There are some like nutcase, you know, very very fringe sects of Christians that they still to this day put it's called a chalice on themselves. It's like basically barbed wire that they put around themselves to torture themselves as a religious observance. Like, this still exists. I mean, it's very, very unusual, but it does still exist. And, like, Iranians, I mean, they're not over there for Zara, but, like, so Shia Muslims whip themselves during, what's their festival thing called, when the guy died? I don't remember. Whatever, they do it once a year. Get into the news every single time. Like, they whip themselves and stuff. It's like, this does exist. Okay. V'chayev ala roish. What is that in the Mishnah? I'm sorry, I'm just going to check quickly. Chayev. I just want to check quickly what it was. So it says ala roish. So you are obligated for a roish. The full phrase in the Mishnah is al haroi v'chay. It should be v'chayiv ala roish shtayim. Achas mikan v'achas mikan. Meaning for the past roish, you're going to be chayiv twice, one for each sideburn, right? V'al machi rav machi rav sheshes bin pirke reish bin pirke de reisha. So Rav, I suppose it means Rav Sheshes used to show where that was. Right, Ben Pirkei Dereisha, I suppose it's around here. There is my question, showing exactly what the place in the fight. It's talking about most Rishonim assume is here, the top half of the year, more or less. Ve'al hazakan shtayim, and on the side of zakan you can be chayev twice. Mikan v'shtayim mikan, and twice twice for one side of the face, and twice on the other side of the face. Ve'achas milamata, and once somewhere down here. Right? Machi Rav Sheshes Bein Pirkei Dikna. So Rav Sheshes used to show people exactly what the spots were. Rabbi Eliezer Emir in Netalan Bechole. So Rabbi Eliezer says, what was the full phrase? Im nitlu kulam ke'achas ein echayev alachas. If you did it all in one go, then you're chayev once over. You're not chayev for every spot separately. If you did them all in one go, you're only chayev once. Kasaver chad lav. He thought that since it's one love, you'll only be chayev for doing it once. Right? Obviously, Chachamim say that no, each one is a separate love. Each spot is going to be a separate love, and then you're chayev separately. Right? And you're only chayiv if you take off, if you shave yourself with a razor. This is very important. Tanu Rabbanan. Upeatzakanam leiga leichu yochal afilu gilchu b'mitzvareim yechayiv. Tamu neymar leis yishkis. I leis yishkis yicholim in lektoim alakir reitani yechayiv. Tamu neymar leigalchu hakeitzad giluch sheish b'yashchas ha'aviyamer zetar. Okay. So, how do we know? The pasuk says, upeatzakanam leiga leichu. They will not shave the ends, the corners of their beard. Right? They could, maybe you would think that even if you shaved yourself with scissors, you would cut your hair, your beard hair with scissors, you would chayev. No, as the pasuk says, loisashkis. Right? It says you won't destroy your beard. Right? And then it comes along and says, but if you thought that, but if that was the only pasuk, you might have thought if you plucked your beard hair, you'd be chayev. At least for this. You might be chayev for begedisha, right? But you won't, you might have thought you'd be chayev for loisashkis. No, this says ligalichu. Right, so it has to be a giluach, a shaving, meaning it has to have a blade. Sheyesh boyashchasa, which also destroys your beard in its entirety. What's the case? A razor. Right, which parenthetically, like I said, I don't want to discuss halacha myself, just because you did already ask me. An electric razor uses two blades against each other, so it's closer in action to scissors. Right, which is the reason why people say it's mutter. Rabbi Eliezer Emer, afil liktoi b'melaket rehitani chayev. So Rabbi Eliezer says, no, even if you pluck yourself, even if you pluck it out, you would be chayev. Manavshach I gamir zer shava liban itar, I lei gamir zer shava misparayim nami loy. Lerengar zer shava vekasavar hani nami giluach avdi. So, he says, what if we were to learn a gzeira shava, right? And the gzeira shava is actually a gzeira shava of pe'ah. Pe'ah, do I have the pasuk here? So it says, firstly, leikr chukar chav rashoy pas zekanam leigalechu. Uvibsaram leis rachosara. That's the love we're talking about currently. Pas zekanam leigalechu. And then later it says, leisachifu pas reshchem, veleisachis es pas zekanecha. Right, so we learn a gzeira shava of pe'ah, corner, right? And we learned that too from, I think it was actually pear in the field. Right, cutting off a pear in the field. It says, if you were to learn the Gzeira Shava, then you should learn the Gzeira Shava, that it's only a razor. And if you weren't to learn a Gzeira Shava, then it says, scissors should all, cutting your beard hair with scissors should also be asur for Rabbi Yezer, which it's not. So the answer he gives is no, that's called giluach. Sometimes you pluck yourself, and that's also called giluach. He thinks the word giluach includes plucking hair. It doesn't include, like, plucking out your beard hairs one by one. It doesn't just include shaving it with a razor.
So you know how to pluck according to
Gemara? According to Rabbi Eliezer, we don't pluck in that way.
So you can't pluck? Because I would
have mitzad this, you could. Mitzad this love, you can.
Okay.
From the perspective of Begadisha, you can't. Right, Leo Bash gave a sim last
year. You do it out of habit, you see.
Yeah, you can't. If you're doing it for a purpose like for vanity, because, you know, for the same reasons most people shave, you don't like the way a beard looks, right, so you decide. Okay, let's go to the Mishnah. So somebody who puts a tattoo.
Yeah.
Right? A tattoo on his flesh. Right? So if you were to draw something on your flesh but you didn't actually use needles, you didn't actually imprint it into your flesh, then you would be putter. Or alternatively, if you were to put needles in but they didn't actually insert any ink. I mean, you didn't tattoo yourself, you just did neighbors. That also, the needles, that also you wouldn't get malchus, right? You need to actually tattoo something in to be
tired. These trouble things where you actually, like, score yourself, is that a problem?
I think there's vaday aser mishum chavalah. Like I said, you're not allowed to permanently injure yourself. I suspect it's also probably aser mishum avodah zarah, although I'd have to know more about the specific practices to know if it's, like, something they do for worship, but I assume it is. I know sometimes for sure it is. But that's not the love that's being discussed here. The love being discussed here is a tattoo. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino Chayev Ad Sheyichtov Shem. Sheyichtov Shem Esa Shem, Sheneemar Ochtov Eska Lefiknu Bechem Ani Hashem. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said, Nay, Rabbi Shimon, you're only Chayev if you tattoo God's name into your flesh. You wouldn't be Chayev for a different tattoo, because the Pasuk says, right, Ochtov Eska Lefiknu Bechem Ani Hashem. Right, you shouldn't put a tattoo on yourself, I am God. Right, so why as I am God? They tell you that it's only for God's name. It's only for tattooing God's name into yourself that you're chayav. No, you wouldn't be chayav for a different tattoo.
I'm guessing that loch is a problem.
No, we pass in the tattoos are awesome and in, no matter what. Amr le Rav Acha brei de Rava le Rav Ashi. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said to Rav Ashi, Ad sheyichtov ani Hashem mamash. Why shouldn't, according to Rabbi Shimon, shouldn't it be until you write ani Hashem? Why would you just be chayav for God's name? Should be chayav for the words ani Hashem.
Yeah.
Amr le loy. He said, no, that's not true. Kedes ani bar kapara ine chayav ad sheyichtov shayim avodas chayavim shneimer chzeves kalkalei tiknu b'chem ani Hashem ani Hashem v'leacher. So it says, no, what Rabbi Shimon really meant, what the Mishnah really meant to say, but it was sort of hiding it, is that if you were, you're only chayav for putting the name of avodah zarah into your flesh. For it says ani, and the drasha is ani Hashem, I am God v'leacher, not a different God. So you can't put the name of a different God into your flesh.
Okay.
So it's only a tattoo which is for the purpose of a zara, which is asked to replace Rabbi Shimon. We do not pass in that way. Amar Rav Malki Agav. It should be parenthetically noted, just because it's fun. I remember at some stage or another, I was asked, somebody decided there should be asked to do those. You know, those kids like fake tattoos.
Yeah.
So they decided that should be asked. So they asked me about it, and so I looked into the subject. I actually found the Minchas Chinuch seems to imply that there might be a problem, but he's the only one.
So his kids
tattoos
are taking
care of it,
but
it
is.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Amarav Malkia, Amarav Adabar Ava. So Rav Malkia is in there, Rav Adabar Ava. Asole the Adam, she yitain efer makle al gabe makase, mipnei shenir eis kichzoives kaka. Because it's forbidden to put ashes. They used to put ashes on wounds sometimes because they thought it helped to heal the wound. So it's asked her to do that because it looks like you've tattooed yourself. Okay.
Okay.
I think they really look like tattoos.
What happens if you get a non-permanent tattoo?
You get like plain black ones.
Like meaning you get these spray on ones that last like 3 weeks.
If it really looks like a tattoo, then it might be a more design problem. Yeah. But I'm not passing it. Amar Rav Nachman, Breider Rav Ika, Rav Nachman, son of Rika said, Shvoid Shvachoit Vegumois. So, he said, what's again? A spit that you use to cook meat. It is usher to move it on Shabbos. It is mukta, right? You should just like move it out of the way. You should just sort of kick it out of the way, right? Vanish meita dilve milsa da amora amra. And basically, because we're sort of quoting things, so we've continued to quote things from people who are, you know, related or close to those people, but it's not because it's a related concept, it's not. Shvachis, Mishnah Yivarim. The halacha, it mentions a halacha that if a woman, like a wife, even if she has many, many, many maids, she must still do some of the work around the house so that she doesn't get bored, so that she doesn't have nothing to do, because it won't go to good places if she's bored. Okay, v'gumais. Okay, so when you say when we have a halacha that either a woman or a man is considered to be fully grown up when they have two saris, two hairs, both at Makim. That's only true if there's like a little dip around the hairs. But if it's just like looks like a hair is coming out of skin without a dip, then that doesn't count. Right? You should be able to see at least a little bit the hair follicle. Okay. Rav Malkio Belaris Amar Makle U Gevina. So Rav Malkio Belaris. So Belaris Amar Makle U Gevina. Belaris. I'm actually not certain what that one is. I do not remember what that one is. I will check it for you. I will be there to explain tomorrow. I do not remember it. Right, Ephraim Makle is the discussion that we just had, right, that you're not meant to put ashes on an open wound because it'll look like a tattoo. Ugvina, various halachis about which cheese is a mutter and asr. Okay, fine. Rabbi Papa Amar Asnisi and Masnisa. Rav Malkia Shmeisa, Rav Malkiyoi. So, Rav Malkia, Rav Papa Amasnisin Umasnisin. Just a second, I'm sorry, I'm just refreshing right now. Okay, so Rav Malkia, Rav Papa, Rav Masnisa, Masnisa. Rav Malkia said a Mishnah and a Brisa, and then he said another halacha, which was neither. The issue of the shvachis of the slaves. Rav Malkia Shmeisa, Rav Malkia, and then Rav Malkia said. Shmeisa is a general masura that was said by Rav Malkia. It wasn't mentioned by someone else. Seems to be the implication of the Gemara. That's the way Rashi understands it, right? Simanecha, and there's a difference, and the way you should remember it, Masnisa Malkasa, Mashnesa Malkasa, the Masnisa Tanaitic statements, right? Mishnais and Brais Malkasa are the most important thing, which is why they're always listed first. And they were listed first in this progression as well. My Beinayu, what's the difference between them? Ike Beinayu, Shvachos. The question was, where should you put Shvachos in that order? Rav Bibi Barabaye, Kapit, Afilu, Arivda, Dekuslis, Dekusilso. Meaning, the way Rashi seems to say it, even if there was a very small wound, a bayah would be makpid that you should not put any ashes on it. Right? Rav Ashi Amar Kol Machshiyisha Maka Makasei Mechiya Halach. Rashi says seems to reject the halacha that we just said. Right? In a case where there's a wound, if you were to put ashes on it, that's not going to be a problem because it's obvious why the ashes are there. It's not because you're making a tattoo. It's because it's a refuah. Right, it's a way of making the wound heal.
Okay.
We'll continue with the mission tomorrow. Cool. In terms of what the